Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in a cargo van with facial hair on his face is James Fritz.
Hi.
And we're doing a podcast.
I want to ride the Freedom Bus.
Oh, there was a Freedom Bus?
Yeah.
We're delivering stuff, and we're headed to Oak Park right now from...
The life of an artist.
Westtown. We have two... You know who else does this is the Putter Boss. Putter Boss do a lot of promos.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a text message. Should I check the text message?
That's exciting.
We got a call.
Some people listen to this?
See, this is why people don't have fucking jobs, Kevin Lee. I can work tomorrow, but I am just too hungover to work today. I was at a birthday party last night. Fuck you, man. You don't have a job. That's the life of an artist, everybody. Kevin Lee will be on the show tomorrow, apparently.
I'm hungover, and I've got 5 years on that guy. He should be...
I've slept a total of 12 hours the last 3 days. I've bartended two nights.
You're a young, virile man.
I am not virile, and I am relatively young. What does virile even mean? I always thought
you can make women pregnant.
That's what I thought too, but doesn't Jack LaLanne get called virile a lot?
You think he can't? Are you questioning Jack LaLanne's?
I think that man's an image of a man or a robot, because there's no way he's still alive, or all of his parts have
he's
to be.
He's quite terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like him. And I don't like that he was on The Simpsons.
He reminds me of, Ren and Stimpy, the real super muscular guys.
Yeah. I bet that was based on Jack LaLanne. I never watched Ren and Stimpy. I missed the boat.
How did you get that reference at all?
We interviewed the creator for The Machine. Do you know what The Machine
is? John Craig-Felucci?
Yeah. Well, not me, but our
did
old writer,
whip
Eric.
Out a gun and shoot anyone? Insane.
They got along famously. I think it was one of those interviews where we kissed his ass.
Yeah.
And they were happy about it. Speaking of kissing ass, I just did a live show with James the other night. And you'll hear this before you hear the live show, just so you know. James.
Okay.
You're great.
Thanks.
You were amazing.
You were great.
No, I was awful. I was kissing ass the entire night.
Great.
No, Nathan Rabin liked to talk. And he was a good man.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was a fun show.
Yeah, and I liked that every time he tried to make a joke about himself, it came out like, oh no, I have another book coming out.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, man. You have a great life. Now give me money.
He's been writing for The Onion since he was 21.
His stuff is really
good. He was a head writer when he was 20 fucking too. Like,
he's a really good writer, though.
No, I know, but like, I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Nathan Rabin. Oh, it's West Coast Fest, or North Coast Fest. Are you going to go to that fest?
No.
Do you have any desire? I'm going to go to the fest.
De La Soul? That's about the only thing I would maybe want to see.
I want to see Mayor Hawthorne really bad.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know Mayor Hawthorne? He's a white man playing soul music, which is right up your alley.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. No, it's really good.
Where'd all the black people go playing soul music?
J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. That's two.
Okay.
That's all of them. Everyone that works with Jaron Jones is white or a weird Middle Eastern descent. Is that racist when I say a weird Middle Eastern descent?
It probably.
I can't tell.
It's racist now that you bring it up
a
second time.
It doesn't matter. So what have you been doing? You I saw you were on the show was for the Oscars. And that was in March.
I've been waiting for your call.
Now we have our Emmy wrap-up. I didn't see the Emmys. Did you?
No, I was doing a podcast marathon.
Yeah. That's like the Emmys.
I was happy the young kid from Breaking Bad won.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is he, like, 17?
No, he's probably...
He's, like, 33. Is he youngin'? The Bryan Cranston one?
Yeah.
Who won for Best Actress?
I don't know.
But you know about all the men?
I just know about Breaking Bad, because I love Breaking Bad.
I like Mad Men. You watch Mad Men?
Mad Men's so overrated.
Yeah, it's still good. It doesn't matter.
You mean set design, the show?
That's very funny, and I think you should use that.
Like,
in your
the plot is so... I mean, I hate to sound like a...
It's getting
ADD, but, like...
It's getting more and more,
I've
like...
I've seen so many episodes where not a damn thing happens.
It's good. It's really good. I like the episodes where nothing happens. Did you see the first season?
Yeah.
The episode...
Watch the first season.
Where Betty shoots the birds.
On DVD. And I liked it, but I had, like, no... I didn't have that desire to, like, oh, I can't wait to watch more.
I can't wait to wear a suit, drink bourbon, and pretend to abuse women.
Yeah, I get it. It's fun, but only for a little while.
Speaking of abusing women, James...
What?
And his female...
It's terrible.
Wait, I'm getting to it. We're at the Hungry Brain after the show on Monday. And a gentleman...
A gentleman.
Who has very low IQ started telling your friend what her tattoos were about.
What they should mean.
Yeah, it was great.
And how, like, she was like, they have no meaning. And he was... And he went off on, like, the history of tattoos and slavery.
Well, your girlfriend...
She's like, I'm not a slave.
We might
girlfriend.
Die. Your friend, sorry. By the way, we might die, because this old man...
Oh, he's turning.
You fucking cunt.
What the fuck? That
so,
was a close one. Here's... Don't drive in podcast, kids.
That wasn't my fault. Mark Maron can
Maybe
do it.
Maybe he was podcasting, too.
Isn't, was it CB radios?
Yeah.
Isn't that just an early form of podcasting? Isn't this
Did you ever play around with CBs?
No, did you?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
So you're from the South. So
yeah, it's cheap redneck entertainment.
I don't think it's... Yeah, it is. What did you do
and
on the CB?
And then I saw that movie recently with Steve Zahn and what's his name where they mess with the trucker on the CB radio and he comes and kills some people. It wasn't bad.
Remember the movie Frequency?
I've never seen Frequency.
Jim Caviezel and Dennis Quaid, he brings his father back to life by solving a murder.
Right.
Brilliant movie. It is a story.
I didn't know Jesus
great.
Was in it.
Yeah, it's Jesus and a ball player who's the rookie. Jesus and the rookie.
Jesus and the rookie.
That's going to be
That's a movie.
That is
watch.
A movie. Starring the boy from Rookie of the Year who was in American Pie. And he looks like someone that beats women. Getting back to beating women, this man did not like you. He didn't like the cut of your jib. One bit.
He didn't
bit.
Like anyone.
He liked me a lot, and he told me he liked me a lot for about an hour.
Well, he liked me fine until he started calling my friend a bitch.
And then he said, what did you ever do with your life?
And then I went
and you
off
said,
on him.
I made people laugh. He goes,
I said, I entertain the nice people. He didn't like that.
And then it
and then he goes, like a whore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, kinda. Whore gets paid, though.
Hey, you're right.
I'm just saying, I'm
yeah,
a, more
right.
of a slut.
It's free love, man. You're a hippie.
I'm not a...
Do you ever wish you were a hippie? Not in current hippie, but like 68 hippie.
Yeah, no...
Like pre-STD hippie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, no STDs and good drugs? Yeah, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to really bad music.
Yeah, well, some of it was alright.
Like the Strawberry Alarm Clock?
Love. I like Love.
Love the band, the man who was in jail for 30 years?
Hey,
Arthur
man.
Lee.
Just misunderstood.
R.I.P. Arthur Lee. R.I.P. Wouldn't you like to get that chant going in a Cubs game? It could happen. I'm real tired, James.
Yeah.
We're doing this podcast so I stay awake.
It's weird Derek Lee's no longer a Cub.
It's
it?
Sad. It's he was my favorite.
It's just weird. Because, like, I've been paying very little attention this year.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being hurt. And this year I knew they were going to hurt me.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm not wasting... How many hours I've wasted listening to Cubs games,
but
watching Cubs games.
That's the point, is to waste time. It's
right.
not a bad thing.
Now I just watch news.
That's depressing.
Angry.
Yeah, it's either angry
Cubs
or...
Cubs are more depressing than the news.
Bullshit, man. Bullshit.
This season?
Len and Bob are great. I every year
Len
I love...
Len and Bob are good.
I like them more and more. I love Pat on
the
radio.
The best ever was when they started talking about a furry convention that was in town.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do, actually.
That's the funniest thing.
We did this job last year, and we heard Ron Santo and Pat.
How do you have a memory that good?
I don't do drugs. Any drugs.
I don't either.
I'm real tired right now, because I don't do drugs.
Drugs. You don't do any drugs?
Any drugs. Never,
never
any
had
drugs.
A drink of alcohol?
No, that's good. Good drugs. I
or
do.
A
good
cigarette.
Drugs. I don't do any cigarettes. I do cigarettes. Oh, my new thing is I want to just French kiss everybody. I think I told you.
I don't
this.
Like that.
I'm gonna just. I just want to French kiss girls and boys.
And boys.
I'm tired, James.
And boys.
If
so,
I talk like that,
buckle up your sons.
So I can just kiss them. And Drew Barrymore was on the show to promote Whip It. Was on the Cubs game.
What show? Oh, yeah. Oh,
on the,
yeah.
On the Cubs game show.
I was with you. Yeah.
And we couldn't... The game was pointless. And
of course.
We,
it
I
was
couldn't,
the Cubs game late in the season.
I couldn't turn it off because it was just Ron Santo coming all over Drew Barrymore.
He had an audible boner.
Oh! It was a fun
Oh,
ride.
Your love life!
I think I told you about...
I think he took off his leg and jammed it up her pussy.
Yep. And she just smiled brightly.
Called it the seventh inning stretch. Come on.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Comedy.
I hurt.
You do hurt. and like, I wonder how much wind is picking. I wonder if this is recording right now. It is. Should we get up at Austin or Harlem?
I've never been asked that in my life.
I'm gonna do Harlem. I'm from Oak Park, kind of.
When in doubt, go Harlem, I always say. Wherever you are.
I would disagree 100% of the time.
What?
Yeah. Not a good thing. I think I made a mistake by picking Harlem, by the way. I should have went Austin. So what do you have to do today, besides this? This exciting job.
Has the job started?
This is the job. Riding around in a van with me. We podcast while you get to Oak Park.
I gotta go do another podcast. And I gotta do a show.
You don't want to do this show, do you? They're not listening.
I do not want to do this show.
Did you never want to do the show, or when you first said yeah, you were like, it might be good?
Well, I've got a big show coming up at the end of the month, so I was all like, book everything I can. I need all the work, but that show doesn't help.
It doesn't? Do you just do crowd work?
I don't know. No, I don't really.
Last time you did it.
That requires a crowd.
Oh, really?
I just do work.
Is it really not a good attendance there?
Not really, out there. It's kind of...
Well, the show's in Rogers Park, for those listening, and Rogers Park is where people in Chicago don't want to live. It's on the north side, between Evanston and Andersonville. That means nothing to you people.
It used to be an old hippie shop, I guess.
Yeah, it's, near the No Exit Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there. What's that,
It's the only show where I've done a set, and after the show, an old lady has said, "You're good, but you're no Dick Gregory."
Holy shit. Yeah, that is an old reference.
And I'm like, really? I'm not an 80-year-old black man who was a civil rights leader?
Yeah.
Thanks. I was aware.
So first thing you gotta do is become friends with Hugh Hefner.
I've been trying.
They were friends.
He won't return my letters to that.
I don't know if I like Hugh Hefner.
House.
Oh, that's blue. You went blue, James Fritz. By the way, Kevin Lee's too hungover to work.
Just in life. Just an Kevin Lee update. For those of you keeping score at home.
It's 420 somewhere, Kevin Lee.
Oh.
I love that man.
I still can't believe how old he is.
How old is he?
He's like 27.
Yeah.
I thought he was like a 22-year-old kid the first year I knew him.
No, he's an old.
Because he has that...
I'm 27.
Shit-eating grin all the time. He's like... He's got a Cheshire Cat stoner grin 24 hours a day.
Every time I hear the word Cheshire Cat, I think of Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Siamese Dream. That album holds up, man.
Oh, a dog chewed up my hat.
Yeah, really? I thought that came like that intentionally.
No.
James is wearing a bait and tackle trucker hat because he's from the South, and it's not ironic.
And I need a haircut. That's when I wear caps.
I think your hair looks good right now.
Well,
I kind of like it like
that. It's too late. I got a big photo shoot tomorrow. Can't get it cut today because then it would look stupid. My life sucks.
Shut the fuck up. You know how annoying that is?
Lung pain.
Yeah, that's your fault. How many cigarettes have you had this morning? 3, 4?
2.
Don't have another one. We're getting coffee.
I'm not having another one. I'm checking my phone.
Can I see the wrap?
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's plug some stuff that you have going on. It's a big show. Why? Because people might not listen.
You do plugs at the beginning? That's really unprofessional.
No, we're ending it.
This is the podcast?
We're going to do short blasts. We're going to do 15, short 20 minutes. Blast. You know what? Fuck it. Let's keep going. We're going to live it up. We're going to go.
No, let's end it.
No, now you're fucking texting.
Well, so what? You're driving.
Yes, I'm driving. I can't text. I can't have fun
I'm
like
networking.
You.
I'm socially networking.
Who are you networking with?
My agent.
You have an agent?
No, I don't have a name.
But usually
when you say that, people leave you alone.
I'm too lazy to do my own work. That's what it means.
No, it means my career is going somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
It usually
does. Bullshit.
Can't get a lot of things without an agent.
Where should we get coffee? Dunkin' Donuts, 7-Eleven, Jiffy Lube. It's oily coffee.
Thornton's.
Not Thornton's. That place sucks. Hey, I used to live here, kind of.
This is Oak Park.
This is Oak Park. To the right is Oak Park. To the left is Forest Park. The people on the right make more money than the people on the left.
Okay. I can tell.
You can tell by that house versus that house. And there's also liquor.
I love whenever there's a visible divide.
Yeah. It's called Harlem Avenue. With a currency exchange on the corner. I got lots of stories to tell you, James Fritz.
Oh, they sound great. Can't wait.
They're very exciting. They involve people whose parents died.
James's Fritz's.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is very, very exciting.
Whoa!
Podcasting.
On the run.
On the run. Band on the Run is a good song by Wings. Wings is the band.
Wings does not have a good song.
Wings is the band that I use to prevent you from fighting that very sad band.
Why is Wings coming up so much lately?
It's in the zeitgeist right now. When I say zeitgeist, I mean in my skull. It's in my skull right now. We're currently going...
I've never eaten at Long John Silver's in my life.
Oh, we want to go?
Kind of.
You have way too much to eat today. it's that kind of meal.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Oh my god. Nothing is better than Long John Silver's.
Blockbuster closing? I'm just giving the listeners a...
Speaking of Blockbuster closing, I used to work at Blockbuster Video, and my name tag didn't have my name, it just said, fuck Blockbuster, because I was fucking, fuck you, man. And I brought it to the brain to give to Nathan Raven, and I couldn't find it. So, Nathan, I have a Blockbuster pin with Fuck Blockbuster's name on it. Why? Look at that place to your left, listener.
No, right here.
That's what I asked you, if you preferred any certain coffee.
Well, no.
I will be stopping at Dunkin' Donuts today, tomorrow, and Friday between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m.
Why?
For their current dollar special.
What's that?
It's a dollar for any size coffee between 3 and 6 p.m.
Really?
No strings attached. Dunkin' Donuts.
That's good. They're not serving them with strings anymore.
Dunkin' Donuts, it's where you want to be. That's an ad.
Boston Market, how do you feel?
I'm on the fence. When it first came out, when it was Boston Chicken, I felt like it had integrity.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Not anymore. Or it's just everything
the
is
good.
The
photos look great.
Best photos in fast food?
Yeah.
I don't know, Arby's.
Oh, Arby's.
Arby's
does.
Photo and Arby's as food.
That is a huge gap between how they look and how they are.
I don't know. I've had some really good Arby's.
I like Arby's fine, but like...
Where do you get Arby's?
That beef and cheddar doesn't...
Oh, look, the beef and cheddar's insane.
Doesn't look
does
anything
not,
like
no.
the...
We had a lot of points. Oh, yeah. Hopes and dreams, James
oh, yeah.
Fritz.
Just Arby's.
Own a franchise, just eat at Arby's.
Just to eat it.
Just eat it once. Do they have a breakfast menu?
A very small... Hopes
small,
and dreams and
small goals
or narrow. They're just to the next meal or drink.
I went to Catholic school in this fucking town, so I'm angry right now.
Oh,
I know.
Get out your rosary.
That's one.
That's
I didn't,
what you guys use, right?
We didn't have. I never used that as a sexual prop. A rosary.
Well, I don't think that's. Well, you can only
beads.
Do that. You can only do that if you're actually in the church, right?
Use a sexual prop.
Salient point, James Fritz. Thank you.
James's Fritz's. Check out
it's
that
a weird place
on the left. That's River Forest, actually. That's a lot nicer. We're actually
what
going.
What is that? Did someone live there?
No, that's just the park district. Someone does live there. He's a groundskeeper. Mickey's Euros. This place is pretty good. Now, listener at home or in your car, avoid Oak Park at all costs.
Wow, it looks quaint.
It is. It's okay. I just didn't.
You got
like
a Denny's. Something
yeah,
we don't have in the city.
It's not 24 hours.
What? What
so
the
what's,
fuck is the point?
Exactly. What?
You can't eat at Denny's while it's daylight.
Well, it's not daylight all the time. You shouldn't have a value meal for $2 at a sit-down restaurant. Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
What the hell is that?
So angry.
Apparently I'm throwing...
What are we delivering?
Bundles? No, let's not talk about that. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh. Besides, laughs to our listeners.
See, that's the thing. That's the difference between this and Red Bar, a show that you're on. We never said this is a comedy show. This is just a show. And this is barely a show. It's what it is.
Okay.
We're learning.
I'm familiar.
About podcast. Why the hell are we doing this? Not the, like, the general. But the podcast thing. I enjoy it.
Specifically, I don't know. We could be listening to Boris and Bernstein.
I don't know why I like doing this shit. Do you like doing this stuff?
Of course. I'm an egomaniac.
I think recently, in the past year, I've come to the realization that, it is just me screaming out, love me. I finally get that.
It's fine.
Like.
It's either this or you shoot up an office building. I mean.
Yeah, it feels that way, and that's really not. No, don't start yet. You're dropping this off here.
You don't start, Mr. Man.
By the way, the River Forest Police have nothing to do, so they're telling the groundskeeper where he can and can't use his leaf blower.
Concordia University.
This is a Christian university, so you'll learn nothing but fuck a lot. Restricted. Monday through Friday, visitors only. Okay, we're a visitor.
Alright, what are we doing?
We gotta figure out. We're gonna deliver stuff, listener. Alright, we're back, everybody, and James Fritz and I almost hit nuns. Oh, I almost hit nuns driving a golf cart.
Wait, are they nuns? I think they're nuns.
They're nuns. Something. We almost hit nuns delivering food to the poor in a cargo van.
They were in a golf
cart. They were in a golf
cart. It looked ridiculous.
So that's the name of James Fritz's new album.
Nuns in a golf cart.
In a golf cart. You'll be able to pick that up. Is Red Bar releasing that? Are you releasing that?
I think it's going to be sold on the site, and like I'm going to try to put it up on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter who releases it to get it on iTunes.
No, iTunes is releasing it.
Oh, that's good. Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs loves me.
I'm blowing on my coffee, listener. It's warm.
What's your demographics like?
It's random. We got a Japanese listener.
Hey.
Yeah.
Domo.
Nope. Not Domo.
That means thank you.
I know.
Why do you hate the Japanese? Because of Pearl Harbor?
Jealousy.
Are you still not over that?
Like Roger Sterling in Mad Men.
Exactly.
Callback.
That's my new favorite thing, is yelling callback throughout the midday.
Callback! Punchline! I do that on stage. Sound up!
You didn't dare.
Aside.
I'm going to do the commentary while it's going on.
Play on words. Self-effacing.
Have you ever been to a show where it's just... I know that the Benson interruption exists, but like a panel of comics judging comics, not like Last Comic Standing, but like you just did as a joke?
Well, I've been to shows where Junior was drunk.
Heyo! Junior Stopka is a man who is a Chicago comic, one of the funniest men in the city.
Yes.
One of the funniest men alive.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
One of the scariest men alive.
He's the big teddy bear of death.
Junior was telling me on Sunday night at 1, 2 a.m. how he wants to teach me how to box. Which is both
a great... very good boxer.
He's a great, great, great compliment slash invitation. And one of the scariest things you want to hear from Junior Stopka at 1 a.m., well, he demands cigarettes from you. He's my favorite.
Demands cigarettes, teach you how to box.
So that was fun. Hopes and Dreams. Nathan Raven and you were talking outside at the Hungry Brain.
No, we were inside.
I'm sorry. That's very important to the story. Thanks for mentioning that.
I don't want you to lie to your listeners. On my watch.
You can't afford a watch. We have no watches in this van of cargo.
Not on my swatch.
Who wears a watch anymore? And not on my iPhone sounds awful. What's the address? 9-something? What are the two? Could you tell me? There's
931 Chicago, 720.
Okay.
720 and 931 Chicago.
Okay. Mr. Raven was saying, like, oh, I didn't accomplish enough, or... What was he saying exactly? You were there. I wasn't.
Oh, no. He was just saying how, like, he's sometimes jealous of other people and their success. I'm like, well, yeah, everyone is. And he was like, especially if they're younger. And I'm like, well, yeah, I started late in comedy, so I feel that way a lot. But then I was like... Wait, you were the head writer when you were 22 of the AV Club.
And you get to write about whatever movie you want.
It's like, you're living the dream, man. Like, this has been your job, your adult life.
And Nathan Raven, for
and
what?
He's like, oh, yeah.
He's your age? Is he older?
I think he's 34.
He's 34.
33. He's a little. So, yeah, I'm
He's
32.
Been doing this for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. He's got over 1 million readers.
His third book is about to come out.
That's insane.
I'm like, you're doing well.
Yeah. He's beating himself up on stage. Everyone in the bar is way, maybe not broker, but way sadder in terms of accomplishments. Maybe John Langford isn't.
Right. Langford
but
probably not.
Fuck,
everyone
man.
Else.
This, but for some reason, the older I get, the less I'm like that. You know what I mean?
less, you're like what?
Self-effacing about people's success. Like, I'm really happy that Nathan Rabin exists and he's successful.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have his job. I couldn't do his job. He's really good
at his job. Right. No, he's great at his job.
And I don't know, 5 years ago, I'd have this, oh, I could do it, I'm better than you attitude.
Oh, see, I've never thought that.
And I still think that a lot of the time, but now that I'm doing this stuff, I completely don't think that. Hold on a second.
We're at the Frank Floyd Wright home and studio. What?
They don't need to know that. You don't like this episode?
No, that thing just reminds me of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. We're using this recorder that's my girlfriend's because she's a talented journalist, and I miss her dearly.
How is she?
She's a little up in the air.
She's in D.C.?
She's in D.C. She's currently working...
For NPR?
Yeah, but it's an associate producer type of thing. And do you want to go by the Hemingway Museum or the Chinese Bible Church?
Ooh.
Your call. You got to pick
one. We'll go Hemingway.
Let's go Hemingway. Okay. And it's one of those things where she's looking for jobs, and I support her completely because she's doing something that I can never do.
Hey, girl.
Look at that house, dude.
Good Lord.
That's insane. Anyways, yeah, and I know that she's more talented.
Are there poor people out here?
No. Oh, yeah. Oak Park's weird. Everything, from Austin to Harlem, it goes from bad to good pretty quickly, you know? And Ridgeland's like the cutoff point, but...
What are these people in line for?
Let's figure it out. It's a church, everybody. We're near a
church.
They
had, like, numbers, like they were auditioning.
They might be auditioning. Have you ever gone on an audition?
For a church?
For anything.
Once.
For what?
Some show that I don't know if it's ever gonna get made. It was kind of like a... I think it was Spike TV trying to do a
talk show,
a new version of the Man Show.
Where did you have the audition at?
At Improv Olympic.
I was there. It was the only audition I've ever done.
Yep, me too.
Wasn't it fucking awful?
I only did it because I knew one guy who, like, I guess someone is a fan of me somewhere.
Oh, nice.
And they got me past the first round or whatever.
Oh, you got a callback?
Yeah, without even having to do anything.
Fuck you.
So I was like, I'd be an asshole if I didn't go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I don't think I did well at all. Because it was my first one. Like,
I did my shtick.
And when you're a comic, you just try to be funny, you know, like...
Personable? That's the thing.
Well, it's not like acting, you know, I'm not used to, like, acting. You know,
well, when...
Being natural.
I only got to the first run, obviously. By the way, to your right is the oldest hotel near... That's the Hemingway Museum right there. Yeah, you missed it. This is Scoville Park. It's a great park. Stephanie Keener, who is a guest on You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, is an Oak Park author, or not Forest Park author. And
this is real nice.
Her second book is based...
I could live out here. Start a family.
Let's do it, buddy. You want to start a family?
Some Oberweis.
My friend's girlfriend used to work at Oberweis, so that's that connection.
I've never had Oberweis.
It is...
There's one near me where I live now.
So rich. There's an Oberweis?
Yeah, and that where the Jewel and the Kmart.
Oh yeah, that's right. yeah, Stephanie Keener, good author.
Yep.
Eric's Deli, best chicken fingers I've ever had. Yeah. So that's that. What the fuck are we talking about?
It's quaint.
What are we talking about, James?
Arby's.
Look at that, two dudes on a bike. Oh,
they're best pals. They're fast friends. Have you ever been fast friends with someone?
Not you. Not with you.
What?
You don't like me, James.
What are you talking about? I love you.
This is what I was
getting. 3 days in a row I've had to say I love you, by the way. Or 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4.
Sunday, Monday.
You're one of the few
Third time on air I've had to say I love you in 4 days.
Okay, you... There's like a handful of comics that I like too much, and I know that, and I feel intimidated by them, and
that's
you.
That's crazy.
You, Chad Briggs.
See, we're friends, though. How are you intimidated by me?
You, your talent.
You let me, like, crash on your couch.
You, Chad Briggs, Adam Burke, Beth Stelling. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. But the four of you guys, like, and Hannibal. Like, whenever I see you guys, I'm intimidated by your talent. In a good way, you know?
Sorry, I always leave my talent hanging out.
There it is. Yeah, you beat yourself up too much, man. You're really good at what you do.
Well, who wants to hear a comic go up on stage? I love myself.
No, no,
my
no.
Life
I'm not.
Is great.
I'm not talking about on stage.
I'm always on. I live art.
Should I drive by my high school?
Yeah.
I haven't driven by my high school in years, and it's on the way.
Are you giving me a ride to Red Bar, by the way?
Yeah. Sweet. We gotta go to Albany Park, anyways.
Nice. I mean, not nice, but.
Yeah.
No one's ever said that. We gotta go to Albany Park.
Nice! Oak Park Arms is a retirement community that Kelsey's older sister worked at. So that's a fact.
Arms.
Oak Park Arms. Yeah, Kelsey's doing okay. It's just a tough field, you know what I mean? It's similar to comedy, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's probably...
It's a billion, not a billion, but there's a ton of people going for a select few jobs. And she's got a huge advantage that she went to fucking Northwestern for grad school.
Yeah.
But how many other people went to Northwestern for grad school or... You know what I mean? Because she doesn't want to blog. She wants to write in a publication.
Right. Are they still make publications?
There it is. Speaking of publications, let's plug Christy Mangle's publication, ReComedy.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I think we're working together on that. By working together, I mean she does all the work, and I just mention it. And it's...
So that's going to be like a physical thing?
It's. I saw the first copy. It's amazing. It looks good. By the way, that's where I went to high school.
Yeah. It's an ugly building.
Yeah. It looks...
It looks like a prison.
It looks like my last name. My last name is Weatherby.
I don't know what that means.
It looks old, shitty, and British.
I like Weatherby.
Yeah. I like James's Princess.
Yeah, well, that's not my name. That's how you say it on stage, though.
I'm sorry about that.
Son of a bitch.
I am. My mother's a bitch.
Aww.
She's a mean lady. I don't know. Do you miss
that's
having...
That's like a weird building.
Didn't it? Do you miss having a girlfriend?
Yeah, at times. I miss having a bed. I miss sleeping next to a living organism that's not a...
Do you think it's...
Kyle Lane's new kitten.
Oh, we got a new kitty?
This cat, it'll steal your heart.
I used to live down the block.
It's got a checkerboard face. Like, it's exactly four quadrants.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Color, like, different. It's a really cool-looking cat and really nice. Really nice.
Do you think it's easier to get stuff done if you have a girlfriend? Is it easier to focus on comedy if you have a girlfriend? Or are you more motivated when you're single?
I don't know. It's easier to go out and not have to worry about...
But do you think you stay out too much because you have no one to go home to? God, that sounds
sad. I did that before.
Oh, okay.
Part of the reason it didn't fucking work.
Do you think it would have worked if you weren't a comic?
I don't know. Who knows?
You?
It was both of ours first, like, real relationship,
yeah.
So...
I mean,
it did work for a while.
You're still friends, kinda?
Yeah.
That's nice.
We're still civil.
I mean, we don't see each other much. Is she gonna be at
she
the...
She better not. I'll fucking kill the bitch.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
At the recording.
See what I did there, though? Okay.
It was comedy.
We're
I
friends,
liked it.
And then I zagged.
Zip, zap, zoop.
I zip, zap, zopped.
Sorry. I'm not an improver.
Yep, me neither.
Oh, we are going to go by the Oak Park Chinese Bible Church. Here we are.
Oh, Chinese Bible Church.
See, I got to pull over to look up the address, but there's all these kids around, and I feel creepy doing it.
There's a lot of kids. There's
like
a million kids.
We're driving a cargo van, and I got a serial killer mustache.
Is this all Bible Chinese Bible Church?
This
kids?
Is Longfellow.
Oh, no, this is a school.
Longfellow School.
I was like, what are these Chinese Bible people doing with our children?
Now we're on the east side of Oak Park. You can see it's not as nice.
It's still pretty nice.
It's still nice, but compared to where we just were.
Well, yeah, that was ridiculous.
All right, we're really close. So, what's the address here? 801. Right. Is it illegal to use your phone as a map? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Where the fuck are we?
I have to put my phone on speaker just to hear
anyone
speak. I need a new phone.
You've had that phone for 7 years now?
Something like that. I'm due.
Is this
I think I can get a new one for like free.
Nothing. Yeah. What network are you on?
Verizon.
Hey, listeners, if you have a Verizon phone, give it to James Fritz. He needs a phone. Make it happen. Where the hell are we?
Hey, man. It's your hood. I have no idea.
Never hung out around here.
You could drop me off here. I would never find my way back home.
There's a blue line a block away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says we're right here. I don't see it at all.
We're at 748.
Oh, I think I know what we're at. Okay, hold on. Let me take the alley here.
Goodbye.
We gonna clear it? Yeah. Now we've just rounded the block with the children.
We're circling them in. Like cattle.
You ever want to live in the suburbs?
It's a wagon train on these kids.
Don't say train and kids in the same sentence.
You have what about wagon?
I know, but you still have a beard. Little mouse. Oh, come on. There's kids everywhere.
I can't even look.
This is awful. I feel like a failure.
Got all this promise. End it now, kids. Life only gets worse from here.
Look at it. It looks like a commercial. There's kids of every race and...
Creed?
The band Creed is there.
Which is weird.
They have that song. Did you hear their song that they made for the Marlins for opening day?
No.
It is the worst, best song ever.
But if they were going to make a song for a team, it should be the Marlins.
They are from Florida. Where the hell is this place?
Now we're just circling children.
Look at that. Are here? They have a Support the Troops sticker, a peace sign that also is the gay flag sign. That's Oak Park in a nutshell. It's confused.
They're pro everything.
Coexist bumper stickers. What's going on? This is too nice.
You can get my gay rights when you pry it from my cold dead fingers. I don't even know what that means. 7:47.
All right, it's got to be the next.
What are we on?
It's 8:01, but we're not on the right street.
Well, get on it.
Well, that's why I'm using the phone.
Get on Kyler.
Yeah, I know.
Kyler. I bet there's 10 kids in that playground named Kyler.
Yeah, that's a good one. You see what I'm talking about? Here's us, and here's Ridgeland.
Is this Kyler up here?
No, that's... No, because this is... It's on the other side of the street, like, that way. Right? It's gotta be. Yeah, it is. Is it that school?
I'm not going in there.
That's funny. Hey, we're right by the Buzz Cafe.
Especially with this dingy hat. I couldn't look creepier today.
See, here's Kyler. There we go.
Told you.
You did. You did tell me. A town you've never been in.
I told you a lot of things, so one of them had to be right.
You're quick on your toes. How much sleep did you get last night? You were at Long Room. Good bar. Long Room, everybody. Long Room.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like that place. I was around
maybe
Sunday.
Maybe 5 or 6.
You got 6 hours?
Maybe.
I'm real jealous of you right now. Okay, 8:01. Here we go. Oh, it's this beautiful house.
It's just a house?
It's just a house? What the fuck? Yeah, it is just a house. It's a personal company type thing. So,
great.
Hold on.
The Arby's dream?
The Arby's dream will never die. We're about to go to Lawndale.
I've said Arby's so much, I really want it now.
Let's go to Arby's today.
If we see an Arby's, can we...
Do you know of any Arby's in the city?
I do not.
If you could figure out one that's on the west side or northwest side, we can do it. We're doing the outliers today, James. The outliers.
Like that buck?
Yeah, outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. I don't smoke with anyone more than I smoke with you. It's bad.
I'm cutting back.
Ugh. Alright, so have you been to Lawndale?
I don't know.
Besides last year with me?
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't ever go to Lawndale.
No.
You have to. It's
don't
awful.
Go back to Lawndale?
Don't go back to... That's what they should be fucking singing about. That's an R.E.M. reference for you listeners.
That's one Michael Stipe did not write, I believe.
Really?
I believe...
I love that song.
I do too. It's one of my favorites. I believe that might have been a Mike Mills song. That's why the lyrics are legible and make sense.
I don't know. Everybody Hurts makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, but that was later. That was later period.
It's not like he's singing any differently. You know what, though? The Mike Mills... oh, that's a good record show. That's Valhalla's records. The Mike Mills backup vocals are probably louder than Stipe's lead vocals.
I love... He's one of my favorite backup singers ever.
It's an underrated talent, man.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he's playing the melody line in 90% of the songs.
Yep. He's brilliant.
Like, he plays the hook on bass and... Yeah.
Mike Mills might be the best guitarist that ever played a Rickenbacker for the majority of his career. Because Lennon only played it for, what, 3-4 years? He was not playing a Rickenbacker on that later stuff. music talk. Last night, I got in a conversation with Bill Pritchard from the good band Otter Petter. And we couldn't...
Otter Cutter?
Otter Petter.
Otter Petter?
It's an awful band name. Yeah. It's awful. And I've told him that. But now I like it for
them.
Yeah,
because you like the band, yeah.
Yeah, and I hated the band when I first heard them. Now I'm a big fan. And I hope that their next record sounds like their live show. They're one of those kind of bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
What records are good right now? I can only think of like three. Like the new Spoon is really good. The new LCD Sound System.
I'm still just walking around listening to the National.
The new National's pretty good.
I love it.
I think the National should only be listened to on headphones.
It's perfect headphone sitting music.
Not so good in a bar. It's just weird. Like Iggy Pop's The Idiot. That's when you listen to. That's now me listening to alone. Same with
and
the National.
What happened to his voice live? I saw
Iggy?
Them, no.
No.
The National guy. I heard, like, I heard audio of them at some festival, and God, he sounded awful.
Saw him last year. They sounded just fine.
Like, he sounded bad.
Really?
Like, his voice was shot.
The
Maybe he just had a bad one. I don't know.
The record sounds the same. The new Walkman's pretty good.
I never got crazy into them.
The last one really won me over. Now, this is what podcast listeners want.
Ha! Well, give it to him!
What did I go to recently that was like, I can't... Oh, fucking, John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah, who's good? John Langford.
Yeah!
We should get him on there.
There we go.
Wait a...
Plug, 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 plug.
That was awesome.
Yeah, who's coming up? Who's coming up that you would like? I'm trying to think. I don't know if there's anybody that you would like. Oh, Tangleweed's playing this in September.
I don't know that.
You'd like them. They're bluegrassy country-ish.
Yeah.
They're really good. And I'm excited
for
that. Yeah,
it's good. Whiskey Town.
You know, I listen to Ryan Adams' Rock and Roll album. It's one of my favorite records of all time.
Really? Of all time?
It's of all time. It's in top 20.
I like some cuts. There's some cuts on that.
I don't know why. I dig that out. I don't... The Cardinal stuff is okay.
Well, it's good like Paul Westerbergian pop.
Kind of. Kind of. Yeah. Or like a Frank Black album early, like post-Pixies,
yeah.
When there's like a normal amount of songs and not three records a year type of output.
Yeah. No, but that, they were playing Whiskey Town in the Long Room last night, and I was like, God, I love Whiskey Town.
Was that a mix you gave them?
It wasn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Music talk in a van on our way to Lawndale.
Woo!
I'm so fucking tired, man. Talking for talking's sake. So you're living in my neighborhood now?
Yep.
How do you like it?
I like it so far.
It's great, man. Where were you staying before this?
I was in Humboldt Park.
Oh, fuck that. I'm a big man, let me in. That's what I say to ladies.
Heyo.
I'm a big van, let me in. It doesn't work. What's on 9/11 at Navy Pier?
What?
What's that billboard?
I don't know. Every day's 9/11 on Navy Pier.
Ruckus invades Navy Pier. Ruckus, everybody. Ruckus.
What is that?
Wrestling?
It's gotta
be
wrestling.
It looks like wrestling.
It's wrestling or an all-male review, I'm guessing.
There's one lady.
Yeah, okay, it's wrestling. That's how you know it's not an all-male review. Just stick one lady in the sign. Oh, it's wrestling.
Going to Lawndale. I taught a class in Little Village Lawndale High School after school. I miss it, man. Good kids. Good kids.
Weirdo.
I know. I taught fashion.
You didn't have that mustache, did you?
No, I didn't.
I
taught fashion.
Fashion.
It was great.
Did you have to say it like that?
No.
I thought fashion.
Where are we fucking going? 4801 South Woodland. What? I know. What?
What?
We're recording. I'm looking it up.
Don't
tap
it.
Is
that, like, super loud?
Yes, don't do that. South 48 Woodland.
Oh, I'm getting antsy in the car ride.
Shut up.
Let's see what's on the radio.
No, let's not.
Oh.
Really? That's what you're doing? You just want a DJ over.
We can do a podcast of Sports Talk Radio.
Let's do it. Turn it on. I like that the station that they had on was NPR.
Door into the info, there's a throw over and
oh, the Sox are on. Great.
Who cares?
Me. Pennant race, buddy. I got to pull over.
Oh, soon. Right. You like both teams.
I do like both teams.
Way to cover your ass.
Yeah, I saw Frank Thomas's first Grand Slam, all right? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That was before my grandfather...
I saw Frank Thomas eat a Grand Slam breakfast.
That was probably at a 24-hour Denny's.
Get right with God.
Nope. I'm good. Oh, Lawndale. Will you ever change? Lawndale, one of the only communities in Chicago that still has burned out buildings from the riots in the 60s. So that's cool. Did you know that, James?
Wasn't listening.
I know. Help me out here, buddy.
Me?
Yeah.
How?
I got a...
What are we looking for?
Lawn... Woodlawn. We're real close. I'm gonna pull over. We did this last year without a map.
Yeah, how do we do that?
It took a lot longer. They're tied at the end of three. Oh. 1-1. Oh, fuck, this is pretty far south. All right, here we go. We're going all the way to 4,800.
All right.
We're at 14.
All the way.
You know, drugs really work.
Well.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
What do you mean?
Look around. Drugs work.
Like methadone?
Methadone works.
I don't know. They say it's iffy. Dr. Drew thinks.
No, I'm good. He thinks farts.
God, I'm so sick of that fuck.
I don't care. Whoa, 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 whoa. Check out that Ronald McDonald sign. That was creepy. It was recycle with Ronald. Yeah, we gotta get some fucking Arby's, man. I'm real hungry. I think I've been losing weight on accident the past...
I guess I lost some weight.
You look great, dude. You look great.
Well, just get... kids, get on your deathbed for 2 weeks, and the pounds will just melt away.
What happened exactly? I heard this through Red Bar.
I didn't go to a doctor.
Well, you thought you had pneumonia.
I think I did.
Pneumonia.
I had some bad lung thing.
Yet you're still smoking.
I'm smoking less.
How long did that last?
I was really bad off for like 3 or 4 days.
Like how bad? Like you couldn't move?
My fever got to like 103.7.
Isn't that, like, you lose brain cells?
I was like 104, I'm going to the hospital, I don't care if I'm broke.
Why don't you just go and not pay the bill? How is that any different?
Because I ain't a deadbeat.
Yeah, you are. When was the last time you paid rent?
That's not the point.
You brought it up.
I'm not a debt. No, I pay. I don't owe anybody any money. I have no debt.
You really have no debt?
No.
Start accruing debt, man. Stop. Get off your fucking phone.
Yeah, you. It's business.
Is it business?
Yep. No show today. Sweet.
No Red Bar today?
Yeah.
Then you're not getting a ride to Albany Park.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Now I can shower and take a nap. Wash my genitals. It's going to be a great day.
Nothing like a 4 p.m. genital shower. Like an adult.
I have a specific area just for my genitals. It's like a...
It's a basin?
It's like a lab for an acid, an eye wash.
It's a hazmat suit, yeah, yeah. Everyone else. Oh, man. I'm going to get a whole chicken and just split it in the car.
A whole chicken?
You can get a whole chicken right there for $10.
I could eat a whole fucking chicken.
You want to each get a whole chicken?
God, I eat so poorly.
Yeah, what's your diet?
I was hanging with my friend Colleen, and like we were looking at frozen pizzas, and like one was like Giordano's 2 pounds, and she was like, 2 pounds? I was like, I could eat a pound of food right now. And then I start thinking of like just not even what kind of food, but how much it is in pound form. That's bad. I'll just say, you know, I could eat a pound of food.
Is your spaghetti
bit? Because I eat like once a day.
Is your spaghetti bit going to be part of the album?
My spaghetti bit?
Yeah, the bag.
Oh. It's, I just say pasta, but you think spaghetti?
Is it pasta? Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it spaghetti?
I've never said spaghetti in my life.
Really? But
that's what you imagine.
Yeah, that's what I imagined.
I think it was penne.
Because I can't imagine eating penne. I don't want to ruin the bit. I just can't imagine eating penne out of a bag. I don't think I ruined the bit.
I didn't eat it out of the bag.
So,
you've done a whole... There's a whole...
My brain works differently.
There's a whole mythos in your head.
Today. Yeah. I'm glad I have an iPhone just so we can look up where Arby's is. That's worth paying the extra $50 a month. You glad you do Red Bar?
Yeah.
I just did it for the first time. I had a good time.
Sometimes Mike's mean to me.
Is it out of love or...
I don't know. I think he's in love with Drew Michael right now.
I think he is too. They have a thing going on.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, they're more. It's more age appropriate, so I get it.
Yeah. Also, he has a car.
True.
So.
You think that's what it is?
I bet that fucking 350 burrito is amazing.
I bet you're right.
Yeah. We're not gonna get it.
That's another food I eat too much of.
Burritos?
Yeah. Well, it's in Chicago. We have the best Mexican food in the world.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't even been to Pasadena yet.
I know, I can't wait.
Maybe you could go today.
But
does No Exit have food? Have you asked the bartenders, like, hey, do we get anything?
At No Exit?
Yeah.
They don't know. They can't.
They can't? Well, they can't?
No.
Really?
Have you been there?
No. But they can't?
It's held together with, like, plywood. No.
So?
Like,
the mutiny gives you two free drinks.
Like, I should get, like, a charity tax write-off for doing that show.
You've had fun there.
Yeah, years ago.
Has it really been that long? Getting real right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't believe you don't like the Sox at all.
No, I'm fine with them.
Have you been to a game?
Yeah.
It's fun.
I got a ticket for smoking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, walking off of the... Out of the...
The concourse?
No, off the red line. And like...
Oh.
Literally lit up... Like, I was, my first inhale, I was underneath Sky, and, like, they popped me, like, right at the end of that. And, like,
holy shit.
And brothers are, like, smoking blunts, walking past me and shit,
yeah.
And I'm like, come on, you assholes. I thought Wrigley was supposed to be the uptight area, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of put me in a bad mood.
Yeah. That's
it's like an $80 ticket.
Jeez, did you pay it?
Yeah, because I pay my debts.
Yeah, don't do that. Stop doing that. There's got to be an Arby's around here. It looks like there's Arby's everywhere.
It does look like Arby's country.
And we're going to be really close to Midway. And usually fast food is near the airport. I've got to pull over right here. Coming from a game at Wrigley because I thought I was buying drugs. I had a Mohawk at the time.
Wait, you were coming from a game from Wrigley here?
Yeah, I was driving my friend back home. He lived in Cicero. And the car wouldn't go on the highway, so we had to take side streets the whole way back. Because it was a bad car. Who are you texting?
Why do you... It's personal.
No, it's not. You're on the clock. You're working.
Oh, listen, boss.
I ain't your boss. Don't say that. That's weird.
Sorry, boss.
Fuck you. Do you like doing Red Bar?
Yeah. I like doing radio, in general.
Would you want to do a radio gig? Like,
yeah,
every day type show? Why don't you?
Well, I want to do stand-up. Yeah.
You can't do both? Would one suffer?
Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to do my own podcast every day?
Yeah.
With what? I don't have the equipment.
You need, if it's just you, you need a microphone. And a
voice. I don't know if I'd want to do it just me. I don't know. I like interacting with other people.
Well, that changes it.
Yeah.
I think you'd be great as a host.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty fun.
You're really selling it. Hey, we're going to be by a Target.
No, but I like interview. I like talking to people. Like,
who would you have
whenever
on
the show? It's been a while, but like whenever we have had like kind of real guests on Red Bar,
who's a real guest?
I kind of like interviewing them more than Mike does.
Who's
like,
a real guest?
Otho from Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. Like not a comic.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. My new thing is I love interviewing bands at the live show.
Yeah.
Not Langford. Langford's good, but... just random members of the bands because they don't know how to talk to people and it's super awkward and their face gets really red.
I think you do a great job.
I don't think so. I think I'm getting there. I talk too much and I'm too self-aware.
That's funny.
I hope so. But John Langford sat in the fucking front row and stared at me the whole time and didn't smile once. So yeah,
he smiled at me.
He smiled at you. He liked your set. He didn't like anything I said the entire day.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he liked you.
He name dropped me?
Yeah.
On stage, I was giddy.
And you tweeted about it.
I tweeted it.
And you
That's
never...
when you know I'm really happy about something.
When you tweet?
That's Look why I have like 2 tweets a month.
I'm glad I was part of one of those. Come on. Wow, that's a lot of cars.
Hey, yep. Wait, so is BP AMPM? That's the same company?
AMPM is kind of like 7-Eleven / Citgo.
Right.
AMPM, they have a partnership, but it's not the same company, I don't think.
Okay.
Either way, we're all paying the Bilderbergs.
Bilderbergers?
Bilderbergers. That's Comedy Death Ray, people. Listen to Comedy Death Ray.
Bilderberger.
Bilderberger. I can't do it, right?
Chad Briggs did that to me for like a month after that came out.
Chad Briggs is probably the funniest person, like, not stand-up I know. Like, day-to-day funny.
Oh, man, yeah. He's my... I love...
I almost pissed my pants multiple times.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's another one. You guys are very, very funny. Hawthorne Racetrack, everybody. Hawthorne Racetrack.
Oh, I've been there.
Why?
I've been to one of them.
Really?
No, I don't think I've been to... I've been to the good one.
What's the good one?
I don't know.
Are you in a bit? I can't tell.
No. How would I do bits?
Yeah, God forbid.
God forbids. But, like, no. I haven't been to Hawthorne. The one in the burbs, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The good one.
Sure. I know what you're talking about.
It was fun.
Why?
I might need new shoes.
Holy shit, how long have you had those?
I don't know.
What size shoe are you?
I'm just going through summer till it's boot weather.
What size shoe are you?
9.5? 10?
You want some shoes?
No, I don't need your hand.
I don't need
no secondhand shoes.
I have size 14 feet. It ain't gonna work, but...
Bop, 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 bop.
What song is that?
Secondhand News by Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac now. That's how I know I'm getting older.
Or you do way too much cocaine.
I used to hate Fleetwood Mac, and now I love them.
No, it means you're lonely and you're doing a bunch of drugs and
banging. No, they're good.
Did you like them when you had a girlfriend?
I think that got me into them. Yeah. Tusk is great.
Tusk is okay.
And, come on. Rumors is pretty solid. No. You skipped Don't Stop, which Bill Clinton ruined. Well, that song's awful.
Or he made better.
That song's terrible, but there's some good stuff on there.
Do you think in retrospect we're going to look at Obama?
I like Lindsey Buckingham shit.
Oh, he is so much better than anyone in that fucking band.
You listen to some of that stuff and it sounds like Guided by Voices, like 20 years before Guided by Voices.
Interesting
fact. Like a minute and a half, like weird pop songs with like a distorted guitar and shit. It's like...
Yep. Interesting cool. fact about Lindsey Buckingham, doesn't use a pick.
Right.
Which is, for what he does, is
crazy.
Very odd.
I haven't heard some shit off his last solo record that I kind of actually dug.
Yeah, I did too. I think Sound Opinions reviewed it or something like that.
Yeah.
It was good.
So does Jim DeRogatis have a job anymore?
Works for Vocalo.
That's it?
Well, Vocalo has like 6 blogs, and their blogs get a really large readership.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, they also have Feeder, who was...
But I mean, that's a pretty big fall.
It's not.
It's not?
His contract goes up for extension, and he gets to write... He doesn't have to cover stuff he doesn't want to cover anymore, and it gives him an opportunity to teach at Columbia.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know he was teaching.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Gotcha.
Because
I was just thinking money-wise to go from, like,
sometimes... No, they're cutting everybody, man. The only person they're not cutting is Ebert.
So what did Mariotti do? He beat the shit out of a woman?
Yeah. What a shock.
It is kind of a shock. He can beat up any living thing.
Pussy.
I hate him.
Mariotti, for those of you that don't know,
was a
Chicago Sun-Times sports writer, the biggest in his field for
a long time.
Well,
and he did the worst kind of sports writing where it was literally just whatever any popular...
Oh, fuck.
Whatever any popular stance was, he would take the opposite stance and be a real bitch about it.
Mariotti, but I don't understand the readership. You know, he had it.
Because all he did was stir shit.
So what?
But I mean, it wasn't real. Like, it was so transparent. Like, that's all he was doing.
The only good sports journalism I ever read.
Also, for your listeners, he's the guy that Ozzie Guillen called
faggot.
A faggot. And then goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, but you know, come on."
But not bad. Like, not good faggot. Bad faggot. I love Ozzie. Fucking yeah. Love Ozzie.
I love his explanations after a controversy.
Have you seen that show?
What?
It's on Major League Baseball Network, but they're also playing on Comcast Chicago.
Ozzie has his own show?
No, the White Sox do. It's like a behind the scenes for the entire season. And it's really, I only saw one of the episodes. It's great. Because if you remember, the Sox started the season really poorly.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a weird season.
So the episode I saw was, for the first time in a long time, Kenny Williams was fielding calls from other teams trying to pick up our guys.
Yeah.
Which is not what.
What are they back now? Four games?
They're back four. They won last night. AJ had a walk-off home run. Ugh. Which is the reason why Manny didn't play. They're doing well.
Well, yeah. Twins are still going to take it.
I don't know. The Sox have something like 16 of the last 20 games at home. And that means something.
Ugh. AJ.
I love AJ only because he's on the Sox. And he lives in Lincoln Park for you fans.
Does he?
Yeah, he lives in Lincoln Park. Why I know
because that's where the assholes live.
He is an asshole. You wouldn't want to drink with any of those guys. That's what I learned, which is sad. I think I'd want to hang out with Mark Burley. He seems like a good guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, man.
Mark Burley?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay, where are we here? We're real close. I don't want to do that. Ooh, there's a Foot Locker nearby. We can get some shoes for James Fritz at the Foot Locker that's nearby.
I always find great deals at Foot Locker.
Foot Lockers in really bad neighborhoods love James Fritz's style.
I have a style.
Yeah. You look like a person that likes the band Built to Spill.
Pudgy and white and bearded?
You're not pudgy anymore. Thanks, Anonia. Phenomena. You like that band, Phenomena?
Don't know. I don't like their cutesy name.
Phenomena. That's their name.
I also don't like Chick 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 as a name. Whoa. 3!
I know.
That's stupid.
I'm mapping right now, James.
Oh, sorry. I'm napping.
You're napping. That was funny. You made me laugh right now.
Say play, wordplay.
Where the fuck are we? Let's get direct. Hold on. Yeah. My bill better not go up. My iPhone.
Build a burger?
I build the burgers. Fuck me!
Oh no.
God damn it, it was labeled wrong. Son of a
bitch. See, I think it's the Build a Bears. They own everything.
I like Build a Bears. That's one of my favorite Simpsons episodes.
What is that?
When Bart.
That's a weird looking human woman.
Yeah, that exists. That's real creepy. Ugh! This isn't good at all. I don't want to take the train.
What?
Oh, that's why it said it took an hour. No, it says it takes 5 minutes.
What's going on?
I had it on the maps where...
You're going to get me shot.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be real fun. You're going to get insurance, James.
If you get shot, you're going
to get insurance. That's the new Obama plan. You just got to get shot to get insured. I think we need some Arby's real bad.
Ugh. I want curly fries.
I did a job in Detroit for a week as a union organizer. And it was awful. But on the way back, we stopped at Arby's, and they had the 5 for $5.95 thing.
Yeah.
So I ate all 5 things within the trip.
Nice.
Back home.
And, how was your butthole?
Totally fine. That's the sad part. My mom and I, my mom is a total failure. So we ate nothing but fast food for a month once.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine. I've never gotten sick from White Castle, Taco Bell. Good food, vegetables, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
My insides are completely warped.
I've only gotten, I got food poisoning from Wendy's once.
Really?
The one on Lawrence.
That's not good.
Still love Wendy's though.
Lawrence and what? Lawrence and, like, Damon?
Yeah.
That's not good. That's the one. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
that's...
Well, they go through a lot of phases there. They'll get shut down, like, once every 3 months, but when they open up, they're great for, like, a month. And then they just slowly...
Did you hear the clicks, listener? We're on the iPhone.
Oh, we're still taping.
Oh, we're taping, goddammit.
Are you going to edit this together, or is this just one long...
I'm going to edit it a little bit.
Yeah.
Not too much. I just want to play some of that Tangleweed music, because they're going to be on the show, and I really like them. All right, so now I know where we're going. Let's listen to the Sox game for a little bit. I'm going to search for Arby's.
And what we found is actually when you look at the...
What the hell is this?
Is this what's on WGN these days?
Arby's, Chicago. Arbus. Arby's chicken salad recipe is the second Google search.
Ew. What?
So, figure that out, people. They're on the loop. Oh, there's one in the West Loop.
We don't have to go to Arby's.
I kind of think we do. Merchandise Mart loop. Oh, okay. That one might work.
I think I'm over.
I'm not at all. No, it's too far. Well, we're not getting Arby's today, James.
I want Arby's.
We're at Arby's. Where can we get Arby's? There's no Arby's knockoffs over there.
Arby's, no. I wish we had Chick-fil-A.
I don't.
What?
I want more Arby's. Yeah, that's exactly why.
It's the only good thing Christians ever did.
I don't know. Banging boys is pretty fun. I mean, sex with
boys. I don't know if they invented that. I mean, I think the
Romans.
Yeah.
Where's Homan? Do you know where Homan is?
Are we making good time?
Yeah, actually, we're making really good time. We haven't hit any traffic. And these are the outliers. It's the movie The Outliers. You tired, buddy?
A little tucker.
Need a nap.
A little tucker. A little tucker now.
All right, here we go. We're going to Central Park. You ready to do this, buddy?
I wish there was a new kind of booze.
What kind of booze would you like?
I don't know, just something different.
You don't like whiskey anymore?
No, I didn't like it.
In the Jarro? I like the Metallica version of that song.
What?
Whiskey in a Jar. You ever hear it? It's good. It's a good song.
Fuck you.
Good taunt. Good times.
The original's good. I don't want to
good
hear Metallica
bros.
Replace it.
Good bros having some good times together.
Ben Leslie's underrated.
He's a statue, you know, in Ireland.
Yep.
The lead singer from Thin Lizzy, a black Irishman.
Yep.
So figure
they're,
that out, folks.
They're an awesome band.
I think I'm too far out.
Yep.
Yep, I was. He almost died right there.
Fuel Man!
Maybe that's the name of your album.
I like it.
In that pose. You do look like Fuel Man. You're happy. You're always giving people the gas or the finger.
The
you have
gas.
An ATM in your
always
chest.
Giving people the gas. The old gas finger.
With each year you caused more and more to
that
drill.
Coffee did nothing. Oh, Steve Harvey. Is there anything he can't do?
Not be sexist. What? My mom bought his book.
Oh, what was it?
It was about how you need to be a lady to get respect from a man. And he has a white suit on the cover. So he's a piece of shit.
When did he start thinking he was the male Oprah and giving advice to everybody? You're a stand-up comic, shut up.
I wouldn't say that either. He's a piece of shit. He's one of my enemies. I have a few enemies. Steve Harvey's one of them. I hate Steve Harvey.
Also,
top five celebrities I hate, Steve Harvey's in there.
Really?
I hate Steve Harvey with a passion.
Racist.
Yeah, yeah, he is a racist. I know you're referring to me, but he's a huge fucking racist, and he's a huge sexist. And if you're a sexist, you're probably homophobic.
Yeah.
So he's
also, if you're black, you're probably homophobic.
Oh, that's honest and racist. I don't know. I just hate Steve Harvey with a passion. He's not funny. He's never been funny.
And he smiles at himself.
He's been preachy. The only thing he's been good in is stuff he's been associated with.
Like
the Kings of Comedy film, the original Kings of Comedy, Bernie Mac shit is amazing.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason why Steve Harvey's good, because he's part of that.
Yeah, he is the weak link.
So as a tastemaker, I think that was his thing. Good job. But fuck, I hate Steve Harvey.
Well, he would just come out and like dance to old soul music, and that'd be like 10 minutes of his act.
I think we found your next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That would actually be a lot of fun.
Be wary, kids, anytime a comedian just has a plays songs, they're padding their minutes.
Who's your favorite stand-ups right now?
Me.
Good.
That's it.
Good.
I'm trying that whole confidence thing.
Do you, I know when you were gonna, when you opened for Stanhope, you didn't listen to any of his stuff for
a
while.
I love Stanhope.
Yeah, I know. Do you do that anymore? Do you, like, now that you're doing the album, are you intentionally not listening to anybody?
I don't listen to a lot. I mean, you know, when you do it, your influences kind of become your peers. Or not influences, but, like, you know.
Sounding boards?
I'm just seeing live... I see live comedy all the time, but it's, like, my friends and shit. So a lot of my favorite comics are, like, my friends now. It's weird.
Who's getting better?
Lots of people.
Well, name one.
Renee Schultz is really getting better.
Is she?
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah. They made it sound like before. Not so funny.
No, she was always funny, but, like, she's, like, got a good swagger on stage now. Which, you know...
is important.
Yeah.
Very important. Are there any new female comics that I don't know about?
I don't know.
Well, who's good?
I don't know who you know.
Well, fucking start naming shit.
Well, then if I leave them out, they'll hear this.
No, they won't. Who listens to this? Me. Me and Kevin. Kevin Lee, who is too hungover to work right now.
We should just call him. We should just harass him all day.
I think we might. We're going to have a Kevin Lee call coming up, everybody. So stay tuned for that. We're going to drown him out with sports radio. No, who's good? Come on. Help me out.
You know everybody.
No, I don't. I don't see enough new people.
Nobody knew it was good, ever.
You know who is getting better is David Mascaro.
I like David. Yeah.
I saw him, like, what, 6 months ago for the first time? And he was all right, and I saw him, like, a month ago, and he was so much better.
Yeah.
So different, too.
He's smart.
It's kind of like how CJ was 2 years ago, where when I first saw CJ Toledano.
Yeah.
And then he got dark. Great. Dad dying is the best thing that ever happened to CJ Toledano. We talked about that in the live show. Don't worry, James. It's fine. He's dead.
His act. It's probably not the best thing that ever happened.
Dad is dead. His dad is dead. He doesn't have a dad anymore. so that's why he does a late live show co-hosting gig. Because if he had a dad, he'd just be the host.
I don't get that math.
I don't either. What, have you been to the late live show
yet?
Wait,
what did we just do? Are we still working?
Yeah, we're still working.
We just parked in front of a house in a neighborhood for 10 minutes, and now we're on the highway again.
It wasn't 10 minutes. I just
was that an ex-girlfriend you're stalking?
I like to date people in Lawndale and stalk them.
Yeah, it's a guy with a pirate shirt on asking for money.
Yeah. It's a promo shirt, too, by the way. And he's got an Obama hat on. Is that irony?
And he's got a fake leg?
No, he's got a real leg with a brace.
He's
on
got
it.
A Clippers hat. And a pirate shirt on.
This guy doesn't know what he likes. That's his problem in life.
Well, he likes losers, apparently.
No. Losing his team in baseball. Oh, there's a new thing about the Pirates that might get them in trouble. If you have the worst record, a bad record in baseball, you have more money. You get more money from MLB, right? So there's this new investigation about how the Pirates, for the past 20 years, may have been intentionally...
Well, they should investigate the Royals, too.
No, the Royals go for it, though. They've had a few runs. And usually in the beginning of the season, the Royals have something going on. But the Pirates are the most are the losingest team in baseball for the last, like, 18 years.
Well, yeah, and
years.
Then they fire sale all their prospects.
Exactly.
Every year, yeah.
That's the investigation. It's interesting.
Cubs got Ramirez for, like, a song.
It was great.
Yeah.
Until he stopped doing steroids.
You think he did
them? Yes, he did them. Because he used to be big and good. And now he's moderate and shitty.
He got better at fielding, though.
Great. That's what we needed. That's what we want from our number four hitter. A great mitt.
Soto's having a decent year.
Yeah.
For a catcher.
I like the qualifier for a catcher. 250 is 300 if you're a catcher.
Yeah.
It's great. That's why AJ is worth it.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Did you like this coffee? I hated it.
It's fucking
awful.
Yeah, well, it's 7-Eleven coffee. What do you?
the finest beans. Cup with a cause. If I stop talking, I'm going to fall asleep behind the wheel.
Yeah.
You want to go to a Marshall Service sale? Public asset fortune sale?
What do you get there?
Forfeit a car for a nickel.
I need a car.
You want a car? I'll buy you a car.
So I can drive to Los Angeles.
You still want to move?
Yeah.
To LA?
Somewhere.
Have you been in New York recently?
Nope, going next week.
Oh, yeah, for the show. How are you guys doing at that? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Are you excited? Have you performed in New York before?
Not since I've been funny. It's like 3 years ago.
Wow. You weren't very funny 3 years ago.
Nope.
It was just painful. Do you have any of the same bits?
From 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. That 4th of July bit, I forget, that's probably my oldest bit. And I think that's 2 years ago, but I don't do it.
The Chicago 4th of July bit?
I don't do it all the time. I kind of just brought it back the last, like, 2 months. But yeah, I like that bit. But I mean, it's like local.
Yeah.
It's not like something you can do everywhere.
I think you can do it in any city.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same in New York.
No, they have mayors that they elect and that actually
that people like
do things. Like fucking Bloomberg, like nailing it with the Ground Zero.
Yeah, I know.
He's been amazing.
Yeah, well...
just like, hey, you guys are being idiots. This is America.
Do you think it'd be better if every leader, every public elected official was as rich as Bloomberg? Where, like, there's no reason for him to, like, bow down to anybody?
Well, that's the constant argument. Like, the best leader is what? An altruistic king.
But FDR.
Like, yeah, how often is that?
Once every 50
really
years.
The case where, like, a guy who's rich is actually not an evil fuck.
Well, we had FDR. And that's it.
Yeah.
I think you're being, we're going to talk about politics for a little bit, so you can turn off, Red Bar listeners.
Shut up.
Well, every time you talk about this on the show, you're instantly made fun of.
For caring
yeah, exactly.
About anything
I actually,
besides titties and farts.
And I do want to talk about this. Do you think in 20 years, in 10 years, Obama will be viewed as a Clinton?
No.
Where a lot of shit did get done.
I don't think a lot of shit has gotten done. Well,
I would disagree. A lot of shit is getting done.
Yeah.
But it's not this rampant sweeping of change, because that's not how anything works.
Yeah, but...
you can't just decree something and make it shift. So, everything
George
is
a... Bush did.
You could go backwards. You can't go forwards like that. You can easily tear
like,
down...
Overnight, like, wiretapping was illegal. Like, a citizen.
Yeah, you can tear down a building in a day. How long does it take to construct a high-rise?
Oh...
do you not agree or no?
Ancient Chinese proverb, but...
no, Trump Tower.
Oh. Chinese Bible?
That is the Chinese Bible, actually. Chinese Democracy. Great album. Guns N' Roses, everybody. Go pick that up at your local Best Buy. The only retailer allowed to sell Chinese Democracy.
Yeah, that worked.
Do you think it's ironic that it's called that, that it was only sold at Best Buy?
I don't think he knows what irony is.
I don't know. His face looks pretty ironic at this point. He had plastic surgery.
Oh, politics.
No, but honestly, do you think that Obama will be viewed in a better light in 10 years? I think
he's... oh, well, then now?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be hard for him to be viewed worse. What's his approval rating at right now?
It's like, still at, like, 48.
Is it?
It's pretty high.
I thought it was lower
for
than
a sitting president. It's not 65, but...
well, no, but we're in a recession still. Like, it's...
I think
the economy's this bad, it's never going to be 65.
I think he's doing an amazing job.
Well, I mean, people hated Reagan, but in retrospect, now everyone thinks he's... not everyone, but a lot of idiots think he should be on money and shit.
Yeah, but if you think... if you look
but at the time,
like... Reagan now is a centrist.
Right, huh? No.
So that's the irony.
Obama,
I guess it's not irony.
Obama's a decent Republican president.
Fuck you. Gay marriage will exist
he's
in
a
his...
corporate whore.
No, he's not!
And he escalated Afghanistan, which he lied about.
He didn't lie about. He was lied to.
He's a liar.
He's not a liar. I completely disagree. Why do you think he's a liar?
I just told you. Two reasons.
Afghanistan?
Yep.
He
lied
didn't
about that.
He didn't have all the facts.
Oh, whatever.
Your retort is impeccable.
didn't have all the facts. He was a fucking congressman.
Yes, exactly. He's a congressman.
He should have known the facts.
I don't know. I think he's doing a great job.
I think Hillary would have been better.
Yeah, I think she would have been better, but we don't have Hillary, so that's pointless to talk about. But Hillary would have got a lot less guff because she ain't black. So
Obama ain't black.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
His mom's white and from Kansas.
So?
I think the white half's running shit.
You sound...
And by the white half...
The shitty half?
I mean, what's this? I need to eat. I can't talk politics.
We've had an equal amount of food.
Nothing?
Nothing. We're on par with each other. When is the last time you ate? I ate at 8 p.m.
And by the white half, I mean Rahm Emanuel. Come on!
Heyo. That's who I want as fucking president. That guy will get shit done.
Yeah, but he's evil.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's got four fingers.
But Democrats kind of need an evil. Like an evil for good.
Yeah.
Like a George Bush just fucking go in there and this is how shit's gonna happen.
I think Rahm Emanuel is the best thing Obama has done.
Like, liberals need... their version of Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. I hope he's the next mayor, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look around you, man. This shit has been burned out for years. Fix it, you know?
Fix it.
That's all. Just fix the West Side. We're fine. Make the West Side nice. Bring jobs. The end. That's. I wish we got the Olympics just for that reason.
How did you feel about the Walmart shit? In the South
Side? It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, no.
Because it's keeping the poor poor.
Right. But it does
but
provide
some jobs. But it's the only thing. That's
the
thing. The Olympics makes more sense because you work on infrastructure. But that's just...
That's another thing Obama said he was going to do.
He did! The
fucking happening.
Bullshit! The stimulus plan had a ton of that stuff. Drive in Michigan. Take a drive in Michigan. The entire highway system has been being worked on because of Obama. He's doing a ton of that stuff. You don't see it in Chicago, but it's all around the country.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's that small...
It doesn't feel like it's happening as much
yeah,
as I thought
but
it
that's
was.
The thing. It's a feeling thing. You're basing this on feelings. And that's not fair.
Yeah, whatever, you apologist.
He drove me home. He drove me to the L.
Obama gave you a ride?
Obama gave me a ride to the L.
All right.
So...
He's a good guy.
Once McCain drives me to the L, I'll think about Republicans
differently.
You don't
want him driving you. I'm not saying Republicans are the answer, Jesus Christ. No, I'm happy Obama's in there as opposed to, God, this country would be done.
Do you think Obama would be more popular if he bragged about what he did? Because he's never gotten...
bragged about
it. Honestly, he's never been like, I did this, this, and this, suck it. Do you think that would help him?
I think he would be much more popular if he started saying, suck it, yes. And like, doing that hand gesture.
That's his
the
new
crotch chop.
Him and Triple X.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. I think he's doing a great job.
I don't think he's doing a great job.
I think
job.
He's doing a great job, and he's doing... And for the timeline, he's doing a perfect job.
I don't know. I want more.
Good more beginning done? Absolutely. Should he have tried...
Are we answering our own questions now, interviewer?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we are.
This is politics. Haven't you seen Rachel Maddow?
I like her.
I do, too.
The only one I like.
Her show's great. Look at this, man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, isn't it? Here's the two things
How
I want.
How do you like the medical treatment, is there?
Great. Good clinics. Two things I want from Obama that'll never happen blatantly.
And the war?
Not the war. Fuck the war.
He's a war president.
Every president's a war president.
Well,
we've
now,
never not
apparently.
Been in conflict. Since day one, we've been in conflict. We've only had war presidents. I want him to say I'm an atheist.
As long as we're not dying, as long as it's predator drones just bombing, carpet bombing, and we're fine.
I want a president to say I'm an atheist.
That'll never happen.
I know. And I want a president to say, not just granted, say, gays are getting married, this is bullshit, the end. Like, that's all I want.
I just wish we could move on. Fuck.
We can. We can. Never move on. As long as God is here, we're never moving on.
Can we get God off our money, please, too?
Nope. And the ironic part is I love Johnny Cash. All he sings about is Jesus.
Well, yeah. He's one of the good ones.
One of the good ones. Speaking of Johnny Cash, John Langford has a book of art featuring country music superstars. And I bought it, and you should buy it too.
His art's good.
Isn't it?
He's crazy talented.
Get out right here.
Okay.
Good luck. You want to own a house? You can afford all of these, man. With your salary, you can afford all of this.
Salary?
Yeah, you can afford all of this.
$50 a week.
Uh-huh. You want this? It's yours. Aren't these beautiful, though?
Yeah.
The actual structures
are
fucking beautiful. So, that's the West Side, folks. With James Fritz on a guided tour of the West Side.
I'm depressed now.
Are you really? Why? Why are you depressed? Yes, we can, James.
Fix the West Side?
Fix the West Side. Charity starts at home, man. That's what we should be focusing on. Kid Rock fixed Detroit. Kanye fixed the West Side. The end.
Is Kanye from the West Side?
From the South Side. But he's not from. He's from Atlanta.
Is he?
Yeah, he moved to Chicago when he was like 10.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, Ludacris went to high school in Oak Park as well. So, Luda, come on, buddy. Fix it up.
Well, Oak Park's okay.
Isn't this park nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to this job, I see a lot of parts of the city I probably shouldn't.
Why shouldn't you?
I get pulled over. It's not good. Okay, there's,
Really?
What? 100 North Central
Park. I'm afraid to take photos here.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay, then don't.
People be like, what the fuck are you... People get mad about that shit.
You take a photo of the sign. We're in a white van, it's fine. We're Google. We're taking maps. Where are we? What neighborhood is this? I think they're still in Lawndale.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
What'd you think of that?
We're talking about Thin Lizzy. I've had jailbreak in my head since then.
I wish I was an Irish black man.
What's that gold dome?
It's Jesus.
Oh. Hey, Jesus. Here's your gold.
Have you seen Best Church of God?
Gold for Jesus. I see those signs. Yes, Best Church of God is awesome.
I love that
Lauren Maul.
I wanted to bring them to the Brain, but now they're at the Victory Gardens Theater, so I don't think they want to do the Brain.
Are they?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're going to run there. Best tweets in the... Follow Best Church of God, Twitter followers. They're fucking hilarious. Every day, it's so fucking good. I think, actually, we're going to the Gold Dome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's... Yep, that's where we're going. That's where Jesus lives. How the fuck do we get there? Okay.
I feel like I've been...
Look at that! That's pretty as hell.
Did we stop here last time?
Yeah. We did. I think it was like the middle of the night, though, or something. We're bonding. God damn, this is beautiful.
Where am I going?
Inside. Stop in the van.